Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection, a podcast dedicated to personal growth and mental health discussions with women CEOs across the globe. It's here where inspired women get candid about what drives them to succeed and the personal challenges they've encountered on their path to success. So if you're a woman on a mission, this is the podcast you don't want to miss. So sit back, relax, and let's get candid. Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection. I'm your host, Marisa Jones, and I'm joined by my co-host, Neil Haley. Today's guest is Nora Alley. Nora is vice president of LMN Printing, a family business of trade and commercial printing specialist for over 45 years. Nora is also a yoga therapist, yoga teacher, and instructor. Studying yoga since the age of 15, she is in continuous education of yoga mind and body practices and its connection. Today, Nora is focusing on the healing of physical, emotional, and mental health through the yoga therapy with her clients. Welcome to the show, Nora.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. So tell me a little bit about, you know, you run this printing company and you're also a yoga teacher, two very different types of businesses. It sounds like it's been parallel for most of your life. So tell me a little bit about how you manage both of those tracks and how they're coming together.
Well, I've been working since I'm 8 years old, a family business. You know, we built it all of us together. We all work together. So we pretty much had no other choice but continue in the business. And back then, you know, my dad being, you know, kind of conservative, not too much, but kind of conservative, he just really didn't want any of his daughters to work for another man, you know, back in the day. You know, and all they wanted to do was make sure that you graduated high school and got married, right? So, you know, I was the last of my sisters. And so I was always working, I think, and I loved it, you know, and I love it now. I mean, it's how could you not love it? You know, like caring, wonderful parents, you know, it was very demanding on the body, though, as well. And psychologically, it was demanding because there were no other options at the time. You know, I mean, I didn't think there was any other options. And I don't think anybody thought that we would want other options, you know? So we all worked hard and stuff like that, grew up our kids. But there was a point in my life that I was about 18 and 19. I just didn't know where to go, you know? And so depression hit. And I think at that point is when I realized I cannot change the shoes I'm wearing, but I can change myself how I wear them. So because when your family depends on you, for me, and it's not for everybody, not everybody is like that. I mean, there's so much opportunity now that I see it, and there was opportunity then. But we all depended on each other to grow. We all depended on each other to have money in our pocket. So at that point is when I realized I needed to change the way I wear my shoes. And all my sisters are dynamic. All of them were dynamic. You know, we all were president of the Business Women's Association, maybe startup. My sister was one of my sisters, and then that she started a, you know, couple of chapters of American Business Women's Association, and I did my stint with Business Women's Association and this and that. And my sister Noreen was president of the Republican whatever over in Long Island, president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, 3,000 people. We all did what we could, working and supporting the family, being, you know, knowing that this is what we all needed. So, but we all developed ourselves in different ways. So I developed myself in this way. And I think that the other thing that really swayed me is that as I was growing up, now I know these gentlemen, at the time printing was only for men, so you had women in there. They knew me as a kid. And as the, a lot of times as the as the owner of the business, which usually was a man. I'm only 20, maybe 18 at the time. They would call me and say, "Nora, I'm going to retire. But I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm going to retire. I have a dream. I want to follow it." And they have disease. They die. They are unhappy because, and what I believe is that they let their career identify with them. They let their career define them. That's
You know, and that's really interesting because I found that I did that for myself because I didn't have an identity. Like you were saying, I was supposed to just get married and have babies, right? Like that was my father's goal for me. And so work became my identity. But and so it's easy for that to happen, especially when you're passionate about your career.
And I felt the same way. I was, we're every day, and back in the 80s, the 80s, right? They you were trained. Yeah, do you remember, your self-help, get your goals done. Know what your goals are. Your shirt turn, you go to sleep, you know what your goals are in the morning. You wake up, you know what your goals are in the afternoon. In the afternoon, you know what your goals are at night. And then you're like this, and you're in this circle of of getting things done, meeting these goals, getting these done. And back then, that was the way you were successful. And God bless, many people were successful. We were inside, we were successful, right? But it's not all about that. All of a sudden things start slowing down. Your life goes fast. Your kids grow up, or things happen and you don't have any tools to deal with them. Trauma happens and you don't have the tools to deal with them. And I tell you what, the schools, I look forward to this, and I hope that, I see a lot of younger people. Lots of young people are lost. There's no doubt about it. They come from parents with habits, monkeys on their back and habits. They grow up, some of them a third generation trauma. No doubt about it. But there, I see a lot of young people now. They take time to take care of themselves. They take time to think, and they're teaching this in school. What are they teaching? They're teaching more of, I forgot the word for it, more of like figure it out. Things are not black and white. Figure it out, and you'll be better for it. So I have lots of hope for this new generations coming up. They're teaching yoga in the school. They're teaching you how to take a test. All the tools are there. We just have to hope and provide safe places for these kids to really grow. So we have half of the kids having problems, and the other half are learning how to all do to do all this. So
So
I have.
in your oh sorry in your yoga therapy, what made you get into yoga therapy specific? Because that's different than yoga, right? People talk about the yoga practice, but for those that don't have never heard of it, what is yoga therapy and what made you get into that?
Okay, so I was very conservative, and I was going to the yoga studios, and I'm working out with the young people, man. I'm moving and I'm grooving and I'm working and I'm going at it, and I'm like 20 years older than all those late those men and women, right? And they're dressing up like, they got everything sharp. They can flip and do, whatever, their pretzels, and it's great. And no doubt I was in a great studio, and but I kept on hurting. I'd be like, I could work out and then go home and take two Aleves, right? So I decided to, and then the culture wasn't for me. It was just different. I just knew something was off with this kind of yoga for me. For me. So I started teaching yoga upstairs in my house. And then I had so many women, it got too big. So and during that time, I'm getting my 200 hours certificate, and it got too big. And then we started renting a place. Everybody chipped in to rent the place. And then all of a sudden, I have a business. I have the printing company. I have Noor Yoga, and now I'm business. And it's cool. It's groovy. I'm just, it's good. Then COVID hit, right? And I started doing things from home. And during this whole time, I never stopped my schooling with yoga. So it went from 200 hours to 300 hours to 500 hours. And now, so you have yoga and you have your instructors and you have your teach you have an instructor, and then maybe you have a yoga teacher, and then maybe from there with 500 hours or a few more classes, you can do adaptive yoga, which is adaptive yoga is adapting people's a little bit more personal. So you take the you adapt where they need to. So oversized people, maybe people that have injuries, you start to work with where the people are at. The people that are not yogis, people that really need to stretch to bring breath into their body. So this is where you start learning how to breathe, breathing exercises. Some mindfulness meditation starts coming in. And then over into yoga therapy, we bring it all together. You just bring it all together. So you're able to do anything with anybody. It goes from, I'll finish with 1,000 hours, probably 1,200 hours. And because there are other classes with that go with that. And then you bring a lot of the knowledge of yoga. It's non for me, it is non religious, right? Everybody has their own path. Everybody, what is my one of the friend of mine, Judith, what does she say? Everybody's on their way to the top of the mountain, or something like that. Everybody's got their path to the top of the mountain. So it's non-religious. It's just about bringing balance into your body. And yoga therapy, you're able to use the knowledge of the eight limbs of yoga, the knowledge of Patanjali's sutras. All of these are ways of opening up and being more aware of your body, breath, and mind. And so that's it. And then from there, I'll go to the top of the mountain.
I love that. So you talk about yoga therapy for awareness and that and healing, right? So healing the body through yoga therapy. Because traditional yoga practices, it's definitely healing. But when you talk about whole yoga therapy, you're now bringing that whole mindset aspect to it, and focusing on healing trauma. Is that kind of
Yeah,
what
well,
it?
right. We all have seeds of trauma in our mind, right? So with the yoga therapy is a lot of meditation. And so, we go through so much. The point is trying to get back to to your spirit, your soul that is pure. Like when we're a kid, we're born, we don't have all these blocks and hurts that happen to us in our life. And what hurts you may not be nothing to somebody else, right? So
I think that what you were saying,
great.
the child, so we don't put limitations on ourselves at all as children. And then everything kind of attacks us, right? Parents, friends, society, and it forms us. And some of that becomes trauma. I know I work on that every day. And even when I'm healed,
something happens and it's like, darn it, that thing is
Oh,
still there. Like, can I let it go, please? And awareness, that's what I teach. Awareness of understanding where those are coming from is so important. And, mind, body, emotions, right? That's awareness of what's going through your mind, where you feel it in your body, and the emotional state of every instant of my life. Like, that's living intentionally. That awareness is what heals me on a day-to-day basis. So I love it.
It's super important to really try to remember who you are and why you're here right now, and to like that person that you were before, like a good friend. I
So
say, like,
many adults do not. They don't
yeah.
like each other. They act like they do, but they really don't. There's a lot of
Yeah.
broken adults out walking around out
There's a
there. It's
lot.
unfortunate.
And you know what? A lot of trauma comes to you at this time of our lives, right? So a lot of thoughts. And it takes practice to keep positive. It takes practice to remind yourself who you are. It takes practice. It takes that toolbox, that toolbox that you have. And that's another thing with yoga therapy. And I know that this is what you teach in your wellness, that you need a toolbox. You need a toolbox of when you got to fix yourself, fix the crown, or just come into yourself, remember who you are, who you love, why you're here, what stops you from expressing. I think deep down inside, unless you're a sociopath, but I can't go there because I don't really know anything about that. Deep down inside, everybody just wants to be loved, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
We just
Definitely.
want to be loved, and we want to be able to express that, and we want to be able to give it like a baby. A baby just wants love, and it just wants to love back. It needs to express itself. And so, we need to get back to that point. It's not a perfect thing. We're not perfect. Right? Nobody's perfect. We try to get that toolbox. We try to remember who we are. Kindness goes a long way. When you're kind to somebody, or when you accept kindness, it's just a circle of love. You accept yourself. You're allowing yourself to step out of your boundary to give something, and it takes a lot for you to bring it back home,
I think a lot of people struggle with that, accepting compliments, accepting kindness from people because they're distrustful or they don't feel that they deserve it. I know I used to in the past, and if somebody complimented me, I would be like, thank you, and then I'd have to justify it. And now I just say thank you.
Oh.
Right? Because a lot
That's
of us,
pretty good.
yeah.
I have to work on that, right? That's pretty good.
You
Yeah,
have to
that's
hold
great.
back because we
Yeah.
do. Sometimes we feel like, we're not deserving of the kindness that people give us. It's crazy. And that's just, society beats us down from children for sure. But we are out of time, Nora. Where can people find you and what's next for you?
So, a lot of things are happening. I'm so happy I hooked up with you, had this podcast. I'm online. I do an 8-week program. I like to focus on this 8-week program, one personal class, and then you're able to log on 6 classes a week, so that you keep continue practicing. Breath brings in awareness. Awareness brings in movement. Movement moves those hormones. It is a wonderful thing. A little meditation. So we have that. That's Nor Yoga is what I'm doing. Nor Health. I work with some private clients. Still got the printing company going. Still was working today at the printing company, moving and grooving. And what else? Some online classes and classes. Some live classes. I do a large chair class. I hooked up with a physical therapist, And so we're working on bringing mindness to her therapy, which is really pretty cool, you know. So got a lot of things happening. So if you need anything, if you need it just to talk, it's all good. Just, you know, I'm not sure how to share that information.
We'll put links to your website underneath the
Okay.
bio for the
All right,
podcast.
great. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you
Yeah.
so much for being here. It's been a pleasure. Thank
You're
you.
right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Women CEO in Reflection. To reach out to one of our guests, their contact is in the description of the show. Do you want a total mindset transformation? Apply to Mindset Warrior, The Art of Intentional Thinking, my personal coaching boot camp at iamamindsetwarrior.com and schedule your call with me today. Thank you.